بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رسيدة شعر وتعرف بالله حضرت اقتص حضرت معنا شاحكي محمد اقتص صاحب نور الله مرقده The title is آه جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں تو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں جو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں اب چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا اب چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو صحبت اہل دل جس نے پائی نہ ہو اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں اس کا غم غم نہیں اس کا دل دل نہیں جو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو جس جگہ آپ کا قرب ملتا نہ ہو ہوں کہ من ہو کے منزل بھی وہ میری منزل نہیں غیر حق سے لگا چاہے جو اپنا دل غیر حق سے لگا چاہے جو اپنا دل تیری الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں دو جہاں کا مزا اس کو حاصل نہیں آہ جو دل تیرے غم کا حامل نہیں اب کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں آپ کا ہوں میں بس اور کسی کا نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محامی نہیں کوئی لیلا نہیں کوئی محامی نہیں کہہ رہا ہے اخجر ببانگے دہل کہہ رہا ہے اخجر ببانگے دہل بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں بحر الفت کا کوئی بھی ساحل نہیں
جو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو جلدنے غم کا حامل نہیں، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، آپ چاہے ہمیں یہ کرم آپ کا، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، ورنہ ہم چاہنے کے تو قابل نہیں، دو جہاں کا مزہ اس کو حاصل نہیں، آہ جو دل چلے غم کا حامل نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا، اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh Arbillah Rumi of Waqf Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, Hazrat has put it in poetic form and made it so enjoyable to teach us how enjoyable deen is. But that is if a person works on his heart and makes his heart the heart that Allah Ta'ala has given, that nobody should be in the heart besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. And if Allah Ta'ala is in the heart and nothing else, then a person will get the real enjoyment of life. Otherwise, Hazrat is saying, sad, ah, jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. Ah, is that person who's got reality of life, and he takes a deep sigh of regret. And Hazrat says, out of love, that ah, those hearts who are not carrying the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what do they know the reality of life? What do they know what is life, first of all? Forget the enjoyment of life. So we all, myself, first of all, to see that my heart, is it even inclined towards getting the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Are we making dua in that line? Allah has brought us here out of His fazl, His kindness, to learn that this is how we should make our heart. Then we'll understand what life is all about. Not just to pass our time, as Hazrat says, we're passing our time, but in reality we are failing. We have to learn how to pass our time. So Hazrat is explaining here that do jahan ka maza usko hasil nahi, ah jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. That people are looking for enjoyment of this world, enjoyment of life, and those who don't know also reality of life, they don't have any idea of akhirah. But people who we regard ourselves, Allah has granted us iman out of His kindness and mercy, and we are Muslims. But we think that we are looking for enjoyment in life everywhere else where it doesn't lie. So Hazrat says that the person will never get an inkling what is enjoyment of life, forget the year after, which is the real life. And that is the real life, to be in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is the real enjoyment, more enjoyment than all the other ni'mat of Jannah. That is the real enjoyment. So if we don't have the enjoyment of this life, where are we going to get the enjoyment of that life? Hazrat says, who are those people void of enjoyment of life? Allah save me, all of us, and make our hearts a heart. That Hazrat says, a deep sigh of regret. And when the Ahlullah take a sigh from the bottom of their heart, the pain that they have for the ummah, that how is it that we can't see our direction? We can't see, we're enjoying life in all haram entertainment, in sports, in resorts, in other things, where there is no enjoyment, because we don't carry the love of Allah Ta'ala. We don't have the pain of the love of Allah. We got all other pains, that I want this position, I want that, etc. As Hazrat explains in this poem further, so Hazrat is teaching us here that first of all, realize that our reality is not just this body. Our reality is the inside, the heart, and not the physical heart, the spiritual heart. The spiritual heart that is void of the love of Allah, then that person is just walking around, as Hazrat teaches us, like a zombie. We're just passing, we don't know our direction of life. So Hazrat teaches us that if you want this, first of all, beg Allah Ta'ala.
And when Allah brings us into such gathering, this is the sign that Allah wants to give us this reality. Allah wants to grant us this love. So we shouldn't think that I have come for the majlis, or I am treading this path of the love of Allah. This is only the mercy and the kindness of Allah. Hazrat says, aap chahe hame hai ye karam aapka, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hi nahi. That, oh Allah, you have chosen me to be present in this Mubarak majlis, a useless, dirty person like me, and you have chosen me, and you have given me this honor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that great being. One special quality of Allah is Kareem, that Allah favors without deserving it in the least. But so none of us can say, forget sitting in this majlis, that we can be deserving of entering the house of Allah. This is Allah's special graces and kindness. And people who don't know about it, they say, where have I got time? I'm too busy. I'll read my namaz later on. This is a sign that Allah didn't even shower His mercy upon such people. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize reality of life. Hazrat says, otherwise, warna hum chahne ke to qabil hai nahi. In reality, we are not worth being loved, or we are not worth being chosen by anybody. I tell Allah, it is only your favor, your kindness. You have covered all my faults and you brought me into this Mubarak Majlis. And now to understand reality of life, Hazrat explained, which Allah Ta'ala commands us, Sohbati ahle dil jisne paayi na ho, uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. That person who hasn't got the sohbat, the company of the ahle dil, the people who got heart. Everybody has got heart. Even animals have got heart. But they haven't filled their heart with the reality. So it's like you don't have a heart. Like Allah Ta'ala mentions, لَوْمْ قُلُوبُ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِيَا وَلَوْمْ عَيُنُ لَا يُفْقِرُونَ بِيَا. So many people got brains, they got heart. We gave it to them free of charge. And we taught them how to use it. But they don't use it. So it's like we tell our children, they must say, you got no brain. Doesn't mean they don't have brains. We are not using our brain. So myself also, we're not using our heart correctly to fill the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that heart. And that you can only get which Allah commands, Kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Be with the true, righteous, pious servants, who in other terms it is called ahl-e-dil, or it is called the people of taqwa, the mashayikh, to sit in their company. When you just sit in their company, you will feel the presence of Allah. You will feel the rahmat of Allah. Otherwise, Hazrat says, you can become whatever. You can be even a big sheikh, you can be a big imam, whatever. But uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. That person still doesn't have the correct worry in his heart. He is worried about everything else. People must worry how I read today. People must worry what the bayan I gave. Then that worry is no worry. The real worry is Allah happy with me? Is Allah Rabbul Izzat? If Allah is happy with me, then I am successful. Otherwise, people can say what they want to. And this is when great personalities, Sayyid Sulaiman Najmi Rahmatullah Alayhi, a great muhaddith of his kind. But when he came in the company of the Ahl-e Dil, Hazrat Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, then himself he said, Hum aise rahe ke waise rahe, waha jesna ke kaise rahe. Now I realize that people can say this and that about us. That makes no difference. When we go into the qabr, then we'll know our reality. So that is the worry myself. Allah grant us all out of His sheer mercy through the barakat of our Shaykh Majlis. Then that person, Hazrat says, he's got no heart. He's got a heart, but he's got no heart. He's like a loving dead person. And Hazrat further explains, when you just get that inkling, and you just get an idea of what is the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll realize which gatherings you are going to. It might be even dini gatherings. But Hazrat says, jis jagah aapka qurb milta na ho, ho ke manzil bhi ho, bhi wo meri manzil nahi. That way, whichever gathering I go to, whichever place I go to, and I don't feel your close connection, O Allah. I don't feel that I'm getting closeness to you, then that is not my station. It can be maybe a station of deen also. A person can be teaching also. He can be a student also. But if we're not getting the real noor of Allah Ta'ala that's coming in our heart, the love of Allah Ta'ala, then Hazrat says, that's not my station. I will sit in those majlis where today, unfortunately, we want to go to every program and we are losing direction. You have to come to one place where you will find that you are getting connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat teaches us that sad is the condition of that person who is not even worried about making his heart. غَيْرِ حَقْ سَي لَگَاتَا ہے جو اپنا دل تیرے الفت کے غم کا وہ حامل نہیں. That person who is connecting his heart to anything else besides the truth, and the truth is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Haqqul Mubeen. Allah is not just the truth, Allah makes the truth manifest. That there is only one path to Allah, and that is Sirat Mustaqeem. And that you will find, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمَ اللَّهِ. Those people who Allah favored, the Anbiya, the Shuhada, the Siddiqeen, and the Salihin. So only that path, if you learn, connecting your heart to anybody else, then Al-Hazrat says, تیرے الفت کی غم کا وہ محامل نہیں. That person got no idea of what is the love of Allah Ta'ala. He's got no inkling of getting the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that Allah's system is, you will only get it from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. You can read kitabs, you can give big bayans about it. But without the true sohbat of the company of the Ahlullah, and for the pleasure of Allah, to gain the love of Allah for Allah's pleasure, not for any other ulterior motive, as Hazrat teaches us here, Allah guide me and all of us, aapka hu main bas aur kisi ka nahi. Koi Layla nahi, koi Mahmil nahi. That, oh Allah, I have realized that I'm only yours and nobody else's. And this is when the reality of Kalima La ilaha illallah, when it starts striking our heart, then we'll realize this is not an empty capsule. This is such a alchemy that a person realizes that empty everything from your heart, then automatically Allah will come in your heart. Then you realize whatever I do, as our Dada Shaykh teaches us in another poem, jis jagah mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, taqwa salamat rahe aur sunnat ki paband rahe. To become Allah, oh Allah, wherever I am, I may be, whichever gathering or anywhere, that my taqwa, that is my connection with you, must all the time be in check. And how will that be? Only if we follow the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And a person got no ulterior motive, koi leila nahi, that my passion and desires, I'm not doing anything for my passion and desires. Many a times, as Hazrat explains, Mashayikh explains, that we come in such gatherings that people must know, I go to this sex gathering. So I can propose for that girl, they'll give me such a reference. There is no ulterior motive. It's not for any girl. Koi mahmil nahi. Mahmil is that like a caravan which they used to put on the camel, like a high honorable position. I've got no ulterior motive that I want some position also. And just when regularly we come, we make our zikr, and just takes time to leave a heart of a person. So Allah make us understand and realize. And then Hazrat further gives us the real alchemy of this whole part. Hazrat says, keh raha hai ye akhtar babange duhal, behre ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. When you get an idea of this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Hazrat is saying, I'm telling you by the top of my voice, babange duhal, like when in the early days they want to make an announcement, they used to hit the drum, that people must pay attention. No loudspeakers in that time. They used to hit the drums to give a very important message. So like that, Hazrat is saying, I'm giving you, at the top of my voice, I'm telling you that when you get an idea of the love of Allah, then you'll find the more you come into the ocean of the love of Allah, there's no shore to this. Because Allah's love is unlimited. And so you just get the enjoyment. Then you'll understand what is the enjoyment of life. Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of the vision.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد من كتاب حياه المسلمين تم fulfilling the rights of Muslims. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not dispute with your Muslim brother unnecessarily, nor joke with him in a manner which will offend him, and do not make a promise to him which you cannot fulfill. Note, if a person has a valid reason for not being able to fulfill his promise, he will be excused. Zayd ibn Arqam radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith in this regard, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person makes a promise, and he has the intention to keeping to his word, but was unable to hold it, he has promised, for example, he promised him to come at a certain time, but could not make it at the appointed time, then there is no sin upon him. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala sent revelation to me that everyone should inculcate humility to the extent that no one commits a wrong against another and no one vexes pride, shows pride over another. That is because oppression stems from pride. Al-Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala does not show mercy to the one who does not have mercy for people. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who strives in fulfilling the task of widows and the poor is like a person striving in jihad in Allah's cause. As regards to the rewards which he will receive, Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I and the person who takes care of an orphan will be in Jannat like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then indicated with his index and middle fingers and he left a slight gap between them. You'll be so close in Jannat. The reason for leaving a slight gap is to show that there has to be a difference in rank between a Nabi and a non-Nabi. Nevertheless, it is no small feat to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of the believers in their love for each other, their mercy towards each other, and their affection towards each other is like that of a body. When one part of the body experiences pain, the entire body responds with restlessness and fever. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu narrated that when any beggar or person in need came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, intercede in his favor and you will be rewarded. Allah Ta'ala will then instruct his messenger to say whatever he wills. In other words, I can only say what Allah Ta'ala wills me to say, but you will receive the reward for free because you interceded, whether I accept it or I don't accept it, but you will get thawab. This instruction to intercede on behalf of another only applies when the one who is being petitioned is not offended by the intercession, as was the case here himself, wherein the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself asked them to intercede to him. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, help your brother, irrespective of whether he is the zalim or mazlum, whether he is the wrongdoer or he is the one who is wronged. So one man said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can help him when he is mazlum, he is oppressed. But if he is an oppressor, how can I help him? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stop him or prevent him from oppressing. This is your help to him. This is your help and assistance to him. One hadith, Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He neither wrongs him nor hands him over to his enemy. Whoever fulfills the need of a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill his need. Whoever removes a difficulty from a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will remove from him one of the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. Whoever conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will conceal his fault on the day of Qiyamah. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is sufficient as an evil for a person to despise his Muslim brother. In other words, if a person has this habit, and as him, he is still not found wanting in evil. That is because no other evil is sufficient as an evil in him to despise his Muslim brother. Everything of a Muslim is prohibited to other Muslims, his life, his wealth, and his honor. It is neither permissible to cause pain to his life, loss to his wealth, nor attack his honor in any way. Example by disclosing his faults, backbiting him, and so on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.